So this week, this Shabbos, we read Parashas Noach, and I heard from Reb Menachem. Many of you probably know him as Robert, also known as Menachem, and I prefer, and he prefers, that between me and him, he is Menachem Schrader. To me, Reb Menachem Schrader. So we usually share a Dvar Torah in the morning. We have 5 minutes together. And Menachem, after he davens, drives me to davening. Obviously, he gets up earlier than I do. And whenever I approach the car, I have 2 or 3 seconds of the Daf Yomi that he listens to. So, Baruch Hashem, it's a pleasure to know people like him. And I understand the occasion tonight is a new Kehillah that's coming up in Ramot, or an additional an addition to a Choshev Kehillah, and the Rav of the Kehillah, the Morad Asa Rav Kanai, is sitting right next to me. So Baruch Hashem. So I'll share with you a vort on Parshas Noach. At the end of Parshas Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochol regrets that he created man. Could HaKadosh Baruch Hu regret doing anything? That's a philosophical discussion we'll leave for another opportunity. Pshuto shel mikro ve'enochem Hashem she'oso esa adam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks back and he said, this experiment didn't work out. And I have second thoughts. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to destroy the world and start anew. Why does he think the new one will be better than the old one? You know, when you regret doing something and you decide to tear down the house and build a new one, you need a plan. Well, with what will the new one be different and better than the old one? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't share with us what's the plan. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu nichem she'os v'so odom, emche eskala odom, and not only man, all the other creatures will go together with man and will start anew. So at the end of Parashas Bereishis, the Pasuk says, Rabba rosa odom, v'chol yeitze machshevo isliboy, rach ra kol ayoyim, v'yenochem Hashem she'os v'so odom. Surprisingly, after the Mabul, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, never again. Never again will I do this. Lo yosef oid. Lahakes kol boso bavura odom, ki yeitze leva odom ra mena urav. And it seems to be the same reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to destroy the world. That very same rationale and reasoning is a reason I will never again destroy the world. V'chi kategor nasa senegor. Seems to be the same reasoning. However, when we closely examine these two psukim, we see three differences between the two. And all the three differences are in emphasis. So at the end of Parshas Bereishis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides this is not going in the right direction, this is not working out, I regret, I'm destroying the world, the Pasuk says, Rabu Rosa Odom, V'chol Yetzer, Machshavoy Sliboy, Rakra, Kol Hayom. Kol Yetzer, Rakra, Kol Hayom. The Pasuk in Parshas Noach after the battle says, Ki Yetzer Lev HaOdom, no longer Kol Yetzer, Ra, no longer Rakra, Ra Menurov, and no longer Ra Kol Hayom. And that's a striking difference. But why? What brought about that difference? So at the beginning of the parasha, when Noach surprisingly knows to differentiate between the Mina Matameim and the Mina Matahirim, which animals are the pure ones, and he needs to have 7 pairs, and which are the Minim Tameim, which he is required only to take into the Teva 2 and not 7. Mikan shenoyach lomed Torah. If Noach wouldn't be a Talmud Chochem, how would he know to differentiate? Noach is the first person to learn Torah. Did Odom HaRishon learn Torah? Asora Doris ben Odom HaRishon and Noach, they definitely didn't learn Torah. Because the Mishnah says in Perikei Masechet Avos, it was a barren world. Did Odom HaRishon learn Torah? And Medrash Tanchumet clearly says, no, he did not. Ile mole Odom lome Torah loi hoyu meis. That's what the Medrash Tanchumet says. So the New World, usually in our history books, the New World is America. And I'm talking about the New World after the Mabel. Is a world based on Torah. Noach, we started anew with Noach. Noach was the first one to learn Torah. And Noach teach Torah. Say that Adoyra says that Avraham Avinu learned 8 years by Noach. So Noach learned Torah, which Odom HaRishon did not. Man without Torah has no chance. Ein tochelet, no hope. Ein socher le'pu'ulosoi, ve'ein tikvo le'achrisoi. Man with Torah, the new world based on Torah, he still has many challenges. Still an uphill struggle, but he could make it. He has the potential. Yesh tikvo le'achrisoi, ve'yesh socher le'pu'ulosoi. And that is the difference between the world before Noach and the world after Noach. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, we need to start anew. We need to start with man that has the tools to succeed, to get there, to rise to the challenge, and to fulfill his destiny. And that is man with Torah. So that's the story of the Mabel and the story of Noach. And then Rashi brings about the personality of Noach. Ish tzadik tomim hoyu b'doyroisav. Yesh dorshim l'shevach v'yesh dorshim l'gnai. Yesh dorshim l'shevach. If Noach was such a righteous person amongst the wicked and the bad, then ilu hoyu b'doyren shel tzadikim hoyu tzadik b'yoisav. We could just imagine if he would live in a just and a righteous society, he would be far greater. Yesh dorshim l'gnai. Ilu hoyu b'doyro shel Avraham, lo haya nechshav l'klum. And the question arises, one of the most important attributes and traits of a Jew, of every human being, is ayin toivo. We learn that in Masechet Avos. Em efshar l'drosh l'shevach, lama l'drosh l'gnai. I didn't ask you, am I expected to speak in English or in Hebrew? English? I didn't ask, I just guessed. Okay. So, if we could give a positive interpretation, why say anything negative? And the other question is, this is an interesting observation. Yesh dorshim l'shevach, ilu haya b'doran shel tzadikim, haya tzadik biyoter. Hadorshim legnai omrim ilu haya bedorosh al Avraham. Why do they specify Avraham? The Zohar Kodesh says, we all read the Haftorah today, and the Haftorah is from the Novi Yeshayahu. Mei Noach zois hoisuli. Why is the Mabel defined and described as Mei Noach? The Zohar says Noach bears responsibility for the Mabel. And why is that? He didn't pray for his generation. He should have prayed, which he did not. And I think this brings to mind the contrast between Avraham Avinu and Noach. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Avraham, I am going to destroy a city. And what I say now was not found in any text. I just imagine, I'm using my imagination. Avraham asks the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which city are you going to destroy? Yerushalayim? New York? London? Bnei Barak? Which city are you going to destroy? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, don't worry, calm down. Zdoim. Where's Zdoim? What about them? Awful people. Horrible people. Anshei Zdoim roim vachatoim. And the Novi Yecheskel describes what was wrong with Zdoim. And we find a lot in Midrash HaChazal. They were horrible people. But Avraham prays and cries and begs and pleads. Maybe there are 50 tzaddikim, 40, 30. Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to Noach and he says, I'm going to destroy the world. Not one city, the world. And Noach asks, really? So what do you expect me to do? Build a teva. For whom? For you, your wife, your family, you know, your sons, your daughters-in-law. And he goes ahead. Starts building. Doesn't occur to him to daven. So the Zohar says it's May Noach because in a way, Noach bears responsibility. Maybe he could have prevented the mabul. In retrospect, we know what happened was supposed to happen. But there is Bechira. So the Zohar says Noach bears a certain degree of responsibility. The Polish Yisvorm bring that Rabbuna mi Peshischa. Are you familiar with Peshischa? Peshischa is the forerunner of Kutsk. I like their vortim, you know, kurz and sharp. Sharp, short. So Rabbuna mi Peshischa said that Noach, anybody speak Yiddish here? Noach was a tzaddik in pelts. He was a tzaddik in a fur coat. What does that mean? When it's freezing outside and it's freezing in your house, you could solve your problem in two ways. You could wear a fur coat, you're going to be comfortable. But what about all the others? Did you look around? Does everybody have a fur coat? Probably not. You could put more wood into the fireplace and warm up the house, and everyone will be comfortable. So the Bunim of Peshischa said, Noach was the type of tzaddik. He was a tzaddik in his fur coat. Made himself comfortable, built the ark for him and his family. And my feeling is, Hadoshim Legnai totally agree with Hadoshim Leshevach. Nobody disputes and nobody argues. It is clear as daylight, if Noach would be Bedoshel Tzadik, Moya Tzadik B'Yoysa, nobody thinks differently. However, the Doshim Legnai say, compared to Avraham, Noach was found lacking. When you compare to Avraham, Ilu hoyo bedoro shel Avraham, loy hoyo nechshav leklu. So the Ari HaKadosh has many svarim. I don't know whether you're familiar with Kitzvei HaAri. The Ari didn't even write one line. Whatever we have from the Ari HaKadosh is from Reb Chaim Vital. And the most important works of the Ari are called Shmoyne Sheorim. One of the Shmoyne Sheorim is Shara Gilgulim. And there he says, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Gilgul of Noach. And Moshe Rabbeinu got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the same proposition as Noach got. In the days of Noach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I decided to destroy the world, and we're going to start anew with you. Moshe Rabbeinu has a similar proposition. After the Chet Uegel, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Achaleim karoga ve'eso oischo legoy godol. So in the days of Moshe, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't plan to destroy the entire world. The Gentiles weren't relevant at that stage, but Kadosh Baruch Hu proposes to Moshe, I am going to destroy the Jewish people, my chosen ones, and we're going to start with you. How does Moshe Rabbeinu respond? Harsher than Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu pleads, he begs. Moshe threatens. It was the only time in history that a human being dared to threaten and challenge HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, no way, I'm not going to be part of this. If you decide to destroy the people, I want out. That is the way Moshe Rabbeinu responds. So the Ari HaKadosh says that Moshe was metaken the begam of Noach. Mecheni is four letters. Those are the four letters of Mei Noach. Mecheni is Mei Noach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to hear those words. He was waiting to hear those words. And when Moshe Rabbeinu says, Mecheni nu mesifruch asher kosavto, that was the tikkun of the begam of Noach. That is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to hear from Noach, and he did not hear. So it waited till Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu says, no way, no way. If you plan to build on me, no. I'm not going to be part of this. Mecheninu mesifruch asher kosavto. And that was the tikkun. What we as individuals and as a community must learn, we're not here for our own sake. Definitely not in Gashmias, not in, even in Ruchnias. We're here for each other. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us as a people, as a congregation, as communities. So you're probably familiar with the Nefesh HaChaim. The Nefesh HaChaim could be defined as the manifesto of the Mesnagdash world. The manifesto of the Hasidish world, maybe the Tanya, maybe, but the Nefesh HaChaim, the Chaim of Elazar, was the greatest disciple of the Vilna Gaon. And Rabbi Itzela Velazhener published the Nefesh HaChaim after the Ptira, after the demise of his father, Rabbi Chaim Velazhener. And in the introduction to the Sefer, he writes, my great father used to give me Musar constantly. And he told me, you care too much for yourself and too little about others. This is a testament to the greatness of Rabbi Itzela Velazhener. If my Rebbe would ever tell me this, no one would know about it. I definitely wouldn't write it in the Hakdomah to my Sefer. It's between me and him. Why do I let the whole world know of my shortcomings? So this is a testament to Rabbi Itzela's greatness, that he tells us this story. So I could just imagine that Rabbi Itzela Mevalazhen, he was the Rosh Yeshiva of Velazhen. He was a great tzaddik. I'm sure he cared for others. But obviously, he didn't fulfill his great father's expectations. And in his father's eyes, it was not enough. So Rabbi Chaim Mevalazhen used to demand from his son, you need to understand we're here for each other. And we need to share. And we need to give chizuk. Ish esre'eu ya'azayro. Ola'ochav yoymer chazak. So this is a story I shared many times. My late father, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, was a Kleisenberg Chassid. So were we. My father made the great Kleisenberger Rebbe second day Shavuos in Auschwitz-Birkenau, 1944. And from the very first day, lo zaza yado mitoch yado, they were together throughout till the end, till the liberation, the 14 months of Hungarian Jewry in the Holocaust, and they were together for 50 years later. So after the liberation, my father, very first day when he got to Auschwitz, lost his grandfather, grandmother, father, mother, and five siblings that very same day. First day Shavuos, Kleisenberger Rebbe arrived one day later. He lost his wife and 11 children. 10 children were murdered that day. His oldest son survived the Holocaust. And then he died from typhus after the liberation, and he was left alone. Ki'arar ba'arava. But that giant didn't despair and didn't mourn. He threw himself into rebuilding Klal Yisrael from day one. And he was like a father to thousands of Yesaimim and Yesaimis, building yeshivas and schools from Alois HaShachar till way after Tzeis HaKechovim. And my father was his right-hand man. After a year, My father was a big Ilui. And he was a young boy. He was 18 years old at the time. When the Holocaust was over, he was 19, going on 20. And after a year, he told the Rebbe, I want to go back to learn. I feel I have done enough, and I want to start learning. And the Rebbe frowned down on him, and he said, Moshe, you know nothing about Mesilus Nefesh. You think that one deprives himself from food and drinks, that's Mesilus Nefesh. That's Mesilus Guf, he said. Mesilus Nefesh is closing your Gemara for Klal Yisrael. That's Mesilus Nefesh. And now is not a time to learn. Now is a time to bring all those kinderlach back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't afford to sit and learn now. And the Rebbe told my father, believe me, I love to learn as much as you do. And I'm not learning. Now is a time for Mesilus Nefesh. And Mesilus Nefesh means closing your Gemara for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. So this is the spirit. This is the spirit that we need to internalize. And this is the spirit Kodesh Baruch Hu expects from Jewish leaders and from every Jewish community, from every kehillah. Number one, the importance and the centrality of Torah in our lives, of learning Torah. We have 613 mitzvahs. Tariag mitzvahs, and Chazal say, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. And why is that? Talmud gadol, shetalmud mevi lidei maisa. A person cannot achieve shleimus and closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without learning Torah, without understanding from learning Torah what and how, what is his mission, and how to fulfill that mission. So the centrality of Talmud Torah is so central and so important in our lives as individuals and especially as communities. And on the other hand, the spirit of compassion and shutafut between members of a kehillah. Many times I tell people that shleimus is the combination of passion and compassion. Passion bein odam l'mokim, and compassion bein odam l'chaveroi. And as a community trying to grow, flourish, and come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, my bracha to all of you. So, Menachem tells me about the kehillah when we meet in the morning. So, he's probably your Rosh HaKol, or your the elder statesman. And Rav Kanai, whom I know for many, many years, is a great Talmud Chochem, and a devoted and dedicated Rav. And I met this week, I apologize, I'm awful with names.
Dani.
Rebel?
Abel.
So we met this week in a totally different context. We didn't speak about the kehillah, but about a yeshiva, other projects. So my bracha to all of you, preserve the old and embrace the new. Binyan zekeinim is, stila zekeinim is binyan. So preserve the old and embrace the new. There's always room for chizuk. And we need to preserve the old and try to build and try to embrace the new. And the most important thing, whenever a kehillah renews itself, whether it's a new kehillah or invigorating and trying to grow anew, there's an amazing story in Yevamos Daf Tzadik Vav. The great Tanoim were sitting in a base Knesset with Tveria, and they were arguing and learning. Ad shekaru sefer Torah b'chamason. They tore a sefer Torah, naturally without intention. And the Gemara says, karu sal kedatach, is it possible? They tore a sefer Torah. The Gemara says, no, it's not that they tore. Nikra, Sefer Torah B'chamasan. Nikra, somebody did it, but it was done totally without intention. You know, each of them wanted to prove his point, and this one pulled here, and the other one pulled the other direction. Nikra Sefer Torah. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma was present, and he was shocked and dismayed. And he said, Tameya ani, im lo yia habayas azeh beis avodah zorah, v'kach havei. So what is of utmost importance that, you know, to try to steer away from any shemitz of machlekes and whatever you do should be ba'ava, ba'achva, v'sholem, v'reyes, trying to build together, trying to grow together, and my humble brochus. We should all grow, come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Torah, in Yer Shemayim, in Chesed, and if there's anything I could do to help, I'll be happy to do so. So, thank you, Menachem, for having me. And I wish you all a good gebenshtiyar, healthy winter. We should all be mevasa b'seiris toivis. So this Friday night we are a Shalom Zohar. I have become a Zaydi again, many times in the past. I hope many more times in the future. But this should be a year of b'seiris toivis, of good health for all of us. And it should be a year of Yeshuas and Nachamais and Bekorev. We should be mekavar p'nei Moshiach Tzidkenu, b'mheiro v'yomeinu, amen.